I've enjoyed my day, and it's great to, you know, I suppose, be back here in the Ali Pally. It's something we all, you know, try to aspire to. It's bittersweet. Mark showed why he's on the circuit and I'm not. You know what I mean? He edged every set. I didn't play that poorly. I wasn't sharp enough. That's all that happened, really.
Yeah, you've played a former world champion at this William Hill World Championship, and it was quite a tight game in spots. It was just the odd visit that Mark produced the goods.
Yeah, and as I said, that's why he's former world champion, and I'm not. He was sharper than I was in certain, you know, situations. I probably should have won the first set 3-1, missed three darts to the double, and that was the real key, you know, moment in the whole match. He nicked the second set, and I was always under pressure. Them 2-0 down, but. Hey, look, you know, Mark's having, you know, a bit of a run at the moment. He's playing good darts, and good luck to him. I said, I'm only just trying to make my way back in, and that's where, the sharpness is just not there at the moment, you know.
Well, look, 10 grand for making the first round here, it doesn't do you any harm in going on and having more success over 2016.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I suppose that was the first aim, you know, to make it to the first round, to get the 10 grand and take that on and see where things go from next year. My game's not in too bad a shape. As I said, it's literally that. Against the real, you know, top players, it's that little bit of sharpness. And, hey, look, a roll on 2016, and we'll give it a go and see what happens. I suppose, you know, really and truly, they didn't score heavy enough today either. Like, I mean, I must have hit 41-80s in the practice room, you know, backstairs, and I'm only hit one all day. So that's, you know, scoring is my biggest, you know, part of the game, and it didn't happen today. But, you know, onwards and upwards, and we'll see what happens.